is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez,
99.3.
He's a wonder. The gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Community ministry. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective member on this path as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. Father, as we come upon this broadcast, my Father, we just enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything, Father, that can be mentioned or that ain't mentioned. In everything, my Father, for the surprise of time, my Father, and the mention of all the things, we just say thank you, Father, for all things. All is inclusive. That's everything, Father. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all things are within your hands, Father, and within your boundaries, my Father. Hallelujah. 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 And we are in your hands, my Father. And we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like the saying goes, Father, we had a thousand tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. And Father, you're worthy of all our praise. My eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all the things that you have in store for us, your children, my Father. And the good news, my Father, that you're making it known to us at this day and time, Father, that that's available to us now, Father, that we can begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit, my Father, and there we give you praise, my Father, and Father, we just give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, and the fact that you who have begun a good work on the inside of us, the church, all of us under the sound, Father, of my voice. You have begun a good work on the inside of us, on the inside of us. You're going to complete that, my Father. And we give you praise and glory and honor for that, Lord. And Father, we come now into the holy place, Father. Under the ministry of your word, Father, under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father. And we would ask, Lord, that we would anoint our ears to hear, anoint our mouths to speak, my Father, the oracles of God, Father. But we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, my Father. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. Not our will, but thy will be done. And Lord, not our kingdom, but thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now, Holy Spirit, we would ask that you would say that you're welcome here in this broadcast. And I humble myself under your mighty hands and say, you need it up to clay, then you can use these. So I humble myself under your mighty hands. And I would ask that you would speak through these lips of clay to minister life and love to all of us under the sound of my voice on this broadcast. For this purpose, that we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will, or God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of our calling and exceeding greatness unto power that's available to all of us through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now speak, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I didn't say just men and women of the Most High God. Sometimes I see, I know, they, you know, respond in the media network, hey man of God, or hey woman of God, and listen, I want to add something on to that. I want to, you know, we, in all things, we're going to always be going forward. We're going to always be pressing on toward the prize of a high calling that's in Christ Jesus. You know what that means in simple words? Until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, then we're going to always be going higher. Going from glory to glory, to glory, to glory. From generation to generation to generation until he come. Until we all reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Hallelujah. Like we on our way to becoming who we already are. A lot of us in the church might not know that, but that's the eternal truth. If you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life and receive what the free gift of salvation. If you have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you have opened up your heart and allowed him in, then listen, you know, you're saved. And the very fact that you are saved, then man, you are becoming who you already are, even if you don't reach the fullness of it in this life here on the earth. You're still becoming who you already are. How come up? Because he, not you, not our will, not our king, but he, who all fathers in heaven, he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that. And boy, what he wants you to know through this radio broadcast is that good work that he has begun on the inside of you. The purpose for this broadcast, you know, is so that we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. And listen, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, not just knowledge, but in demonstration and in power. Glory to God. Say that plain out. There we may be just like Christ. That's the image. That's what we keep our eyes on. You know why, one of the main reasons why Jesus Christ came? He came for two things. He came was to show us the Father. And then listen, I didn't say he came to show us God. He came to show us the Father God, the source and sustainers of our lives. And what nobody else is very important, he didn't just come to show us the Father. He came to show us us. He came to show us who we are. He come to show us what we can do. He come to show us where we come from. He come to show us why we here. He come to show us where we going to end up at. Where he ended up at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. And you know what he said? And you, who is there? That's all of you who have received it. Under the sound of my voice, and you, who is dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all our or your principalities and powers and dominions and might. In other words, far above all the works of the devil. put the work of the devil, boy. Separate us, boy, from who we really are, why we really here, where we really come from, what we really can do, and what we really going to end up in. You don't ever want me and God people to come to that knowledge. You don't ever want you to find out who you are. You don't mind you saying you brother so-and-so and you're a member of so-and-so church and your church is this and that. You don't mind you saying you're a Christian. You don't mind you saying you're a servant of the Lord. You don't ever want you to come in and pass all of that, man. Pass the gates of Thanksgiving, pass the course of praise, pass the church service, all the way behind the veil, boy, and see who you really are. Who are you? You are offsprings of the Most High God. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Listen, I just hear that in your hearing. Hear that in your spirit. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Listen, we're not just children of the Most High God. But boy, I'm going to say something that might be a little bit over your head. We are the sons of the Most High God. See, it's one thing to be children of the Most High God, but those who are growing in the grace of God, they're going from babies, born again, to a little bit of, you know, children 2 or 3 years old, to a little bit of, you know, going to school 4 or 5 years old, to growing up and developing, man, until boy, sonship, until maturity. What's going on with all this? Going from glory to glory to glory to glory. How are they? By the Spirit of the Most High God. What's that again, Arthur? Glory to God. That God's kingdom coming and God's will being done. That's what he's doing. And boy, in our day and time, boy, he's filling us with the knowledge of his will. With our wisdom and spiritual understanding. For what purpose again, Arthur? So that we can know why we're Christians, so that we can know why we have church on Sunday, so that we can know who we are. Who we are, the sons of the Most High God. So that we can know where we come from. We come from God. So that we can know why we're here. We're here to represent man, our source and sustainer. We're here to represent our God, to display his character and nation, to fill the earth with his glory. What's that? The full expression of God. Who you are again, you is crown and glory. You is full expression. You're created in his image and in his likeness. You have dominion and authority and power to control and influence over every circumstance and situation and symptom in our life. You who were dead in trespass, I say it again, in sin, as God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Far above all your principalities and powers and dominions and might. For what purpose again, Arthur, boy? Somebody say, what do you say? I say, our God is a great God. And boy, he's unwiping the eyes of our understanding. And he's there going on in our God. And boy, he's bringing us and taking us from glory to glory. The glory, the glory. What do you mean, Lord, boy? Boy, we coming into the knowledge of who we really are. We coming into the knowledge. What you say, boy, all that for? So that he can show us, boy, why we really here. To have a church on Sunday and try our best to make it in, no. To manifest that free gift of salvation. To manifest, you know, the character and nature of God, to manifest God in you. How you do that, Arthur? Well, by getting in on his will. Find out what his will is for our life. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in my life here on earth as it is in heaven. And boy, that's what he's revealing to the church. Let me say something while I'm right here. You know, since we've been on this broadcast, you know, we started a series back in March. March of 2020. Coming next week, it'd be like 3 years. And when we started this series, the title of it was the rediscovering and the reestablishment of God's kingdom back on the earth through the church. What it was, it was the whole subject matter of the last 3 years of this broadcast. What? The reintroduction, the reestablishment, and the advancement of God's kingdom back on the earth. See, that message and that gospel and that good news has been lost in the graveyard of religion, perhaps for the last 1,500 years. But we've been preoccupied with a good thing and forfeited a great thing. See, listen, when you hear the word gospel in the Bible, you know, the word gospel means glad tidings, good news. And when you see in the Bible, you know, the gospel comes in two forms. The majority of the church don't know this. Listen and learn something. The gospel comes in two forms. It is. There's the gospel of Jesus. That's the good news about Jesus. And the good news about Jesus is the gospel of our salvation. The good news about how all the things that Jesus did, all the way up to him dying on the cross for us, all the way up to him, man, preaching a message, man, casting out devils, opening blind eyes, all the things that he did, everything, all the miracles that he did, raised the dead, all the way up to his death and burial and resurrection, man, that saved us from our sin. That's the gospel of Jesus. That's the gospel of our salvation. And boy, that's a good news. There was, like I said, what we saved. But saved ain't the goal. Saved is the means to the goal. You're saved for a purpose. The second form of the gospel, man, in the Bible where you see gospel is not just the gospel of our salvation or the good news about Jesus and who he is and what he did, but it's the gospel of the kingdom. That gospel is not by what he did and all the way up from his birth to his death, burial, and resurrection, but that gospel is what he said, about what he did, and why, the purpose, the original intent for everything that he did and all the good news about him. That's a means to an end. For what end are that we could get back to the good news that he preached, the gospel that he preached? The gospel that he preached, man, was the good news about you. And the good news about me. What gospel did he preach? Did he preach, man? He said, I come to seek and to save the lost. I come to bring back, man, all of the kingdom of heaven, boy. Back to you. But he didn't just come to seek and save the lost. He come to bring all of the kingdom of heaven, man, back to all of those who he saved. What's the kingdom of heaven, man? You know, the God's will and God's desire for our lives. That has been hidden in the graveyard of religion and traditions and rituals and ceremonies and all the things, man, that we do, man, as an act of appeasing God or a deity. And then, you know, he missed what he said. What he said was, let me open up this broadcast and say, hey, listen, I come for two reasons. I come to show you, boy, who God the Father really is. He asked him, said, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I love him. Glory to God. Then another place in the Bible saying, as I am, so are you. Jesus So let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, that thought it not a robbery to be equal with God. And so are you. I come to show you God, man. You see me, you see your Father. And you see me, you see you. Because you created in His image and His life. You lost that identity. And you've been living and dying like mere men and mere women and like Christians and Baptists and Methodists. Church of God in Christ, and I ain't none of that in the Bible. I ain't saying throw out the baby with the bad water. I ain't saying nothing against your denomination and your faith and all that. But I'm talking about, man, bringing all of that, man, into captivity to the will of God. What's the will of God? That it be in our life here on earth as it is in Him. That's the will of God. And what God is doing, man, is bringing, man, His church, through His church, man, His people, man, into that knowledge, into that revelation of what He's doing. This is what we're doing, is stopped at the door. We stopped at the good news about Jesus. And we worshiped at the door. And we celebrated, man, you know, the door. And we gave honor and glory and praise and to the door. And boy, all the good things, man. But listen, I tell you, the devil's most successful tactic against us, you need to hear that. I've been saying this for 3 years, is to preoccupy us with good things. That's a good thing. But don't stop there. Go on to receive, man, the end of your salvation, or the restoration of everything that you lost. What you lost, Father, you lost your identity. You've been living and dying like me and me, when all the time you're the sons and daughters of the Most High God. When all the time, boy, the Bible says, He who standeth in the congregation of the mighty, that I would say, you know, that you are God's. Glory to God. Not only are you God, but you are the children of the Most High God. That's in Psalm chapter 82. But that's what God's saying about you and about me. I'm talking about what the preacher say, man, and what the church say, and what people say, and what you say, and what I say. I'm talking about, man, what the King say. See, when you come behind the door, hallelujah. When you come into this place here, boy, where you, man, find out, boy, you eat from the King's table. Thank God what Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the other prophets said, boy, but in this day and time, you come and you eat from the King's table. Glory to God. What's the King's table, boy? What the King say? Well, that's a law in the kingdom, and that law is the law of the King. What's the law of the King, boy? The King's word. Ain't no vote in the kingdom. What do you mean, boy? What the King say, glory to God. That's law. Hell no. Say that again, Arthur. Boy, in the kingdom, what the King say, that's the ruling authority. That's the overall law. That's the law of life. And I ain't talking about no any kingdom. That's in the natural kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. What you saying, Arthur? Boy, in the kingdom of God, boy, what God say, that's law. What God say, He's standing in the congregation of the mighty. Amongst the gods. Who are they talking about? They're talking about you and me. Saying we're dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. You need to see that, what that is. That's what He say. And let me tell you something, boy. When you come to the knowledge of what He say, and understand what He say in the light of what He say, man. Oh, Lord. Well, when you can get the King to talk to you, His word is law. You can't take that back. If He said that, that's a done deal. It's already done. Even if it ain't manifested in the natural yet, the very fact that it ain't gone out of His mouth is a done deal. You cannot offer the word that have gone forth out of His mouth. If He said it, He's going to do it. If He spoke it, He's going to come to pass. It's the word of the King. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about man, me, any man. I'm talking about the word of the King. And boy, that's what's behind the door. What the King said. King say, come you who are blessed of your Father, and get your, come who, come you, who is you? That's you. Who are what? Who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. In other words, boys, they come on behind the door into your inheritance. And learn from there. Come past the gates of Thanksgiving. Come past the course of praise. Come past the church service and the ceremonies and the seminars and the programs and the praise and the worship and the dance. Come past all of that, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. So what are they? Get your inheritance that was yours before the foundation of the world. You lost it in the Adam, boy. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ come to get that back for you. And boy, when he come to get back for you, he came 2,000 years ago, man. He came, got that back and established on the earth 2,000 years ago. And we've been preoccupied at the door. And never came behind the door and got all our inheritance. Well, in this generation and time, boy, and through broadcast like this, God is calling out to his church. And boy, he's making a declaration and a charge to his church. He's saying, come, you who are blessed of your Father. Listen, you're already saved. You already believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your heart's already tended toward God. If it wouldn't be there, you wouldn't be listening to this broadcast. So he's saying, man, come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, man, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven. Come behind the door. You know what's behind the door? You know why we ain't to come behind the door? Because you ain't been preaching what's behind the door. It's kind of like this, you know. What we've been preaching, man, to the world and to the church, we've been preaching the door. We've been preaching, man, the gospel, man, of our salvation. We've been preaching, man, you know, that gospel. And we ain't preaching, man, the other gospel. The gospel that the gospel of our salvation leads us to. What's the gospel that leads us to, boy? The gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. What's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God? What's the gospel of salvation? That boy, through the blood of Jesus Christ, he saved. What's again the gospel of the kingdom? That all of the kingdom of heaven has been restored back to us. And that we can come on back past the gates, past the courts, past the church service, past all the rituals and ceremonies, all the way into the presence of the Most High God, and dwell in the, and watch, and dwell in that secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty, where you can say of the Lord, he's your refuge, hallelujah, he's our fortress, he's our God, boy, we under his wings, under his feathers, man, under his protection, man, and under there, boy, can't nothing touch you, not even death. What you mean? Even if death come, boy, that can't touch you. Boy, why? Because, boy, God, everlasting life. Death is swallowed up in life. Jesus showed us that. Boy, I told you, come to show you who you are and what you have, what's going to happen to you. Just like, man, death grabbed him, man, listen, baby, he got up. Hello. What you mean? He ain't just got up. He ain't just no Easter Sunday morning thing where you celebrate Easter. Boy, he got up. What you mean? All he got up, man, with all power in him, power over death. That even in death don't have no victory over us. She showed it to her, boy. They crucified him and he got up. Saying what that saying, Arthur? What that saying? That you, that boy, when you leave this old physical body, you don't get up too. Why? Because of that gift, what's behind the door. What's behind the door, boy, is salvation. Salvation from what, Arthur? Everything that you need saving from. What's behind the door, Arthur? Salvation. And indeed, you know it in scripture, but you don't know it in reality. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, it says, for by grace are we saved. For by grace are we saved. What's behind the door? Salvation. What kind of salvation? Salvation for everything, anything that we need saving from. Salvation from a devil's hell, salvation from poverty, salvation from anything, salvation. Salvation from everything that we need saving from. But if that all that ain't at the door. That's behind the door. And the invitation is come. far behind the door, man, it was. It even from the king's table. What you mean, boy, from what the king say? Find out what the king say, all that's behind the door about you. I see it again. Come, you who are blessed of your father, and get your inheritance. You say you work for a purpose, for so you can get your inheritance. Where your inheritance is behind the door. It's in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of hell. And it's in us being in the will of God for our lives. What's the will of God for our lives? That it be that his kingdom rule in our lives. That his word take man central focus of our lives. And that his word reign in our lives. That his kingdom, what his kingdom is, the ruling authority of a king. What's the ruling authority of a king? What's the law of the king? His word. And when his word take precedence in our lives. Word like what? That you are a little God. That by Christ we are healed. That through Christ we can do all things. That behold, I give you power over all the power of your enemy. I give who? You. Power. Who's saying that? Jesus. Over all the power of your enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. What was he going around, man, saying? And you shall cast out devils. And you shall open blind eyes. And you shall unstop deaf ears. And the work that I do shall you do also. And greater work shall you do. I don't end doing them greater works, man, because we've been preached the door. Well, all that's there, that's behind the door. But you can do all things in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you something, the presence of the Lord, you know that God is with you, boy. You can down, you can take on anything that comes for you to take on. You can overcome anything that comes for you to go over. In the presence of the Lord, and boy, that's what his desire is, for us to come on there. Come on there. Come on way on into the presence of the Lord. That's what's behind the door. God's presence. That's that holiest of holies. What that represented the ark and the staff and the rock. That represented the presence of the Lord, in other words. And boy, they couldn't go in there. All they wanted to go in there was the high priest once a year to make the atonement for the sins of the people. Then he had to come on out of there. The boy, let me tell you something. At the gate, at the door, that wall was torn down. Signifying, boy, that every man and every woman and every boy and every girl could come boldly behind that veil into the literal presence of the Most High God. That all our sins, today we used to make atonements for once a year, all our sins were paid in full, past, present, and future. Signifying that, boy, we can come boldly to the throne of God's grace, man, and just keep on growing in his grace. Just keep on becoming men who we already are. And even when we fall, baby, we get back up. Baby. We just keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing on toward that prize of this high calling, glory to God, that's in Christ Jesus. What high calling all the boys? To be like our Lord. And baby, if we knew what was behind the door, boy, that's what we'd be out. I'm talking about everything. Listen, all our healing is behind the door. All our fulfillment of life is behind the door. All that man in the kingdom, all that man behind the door. And the invitation to every man and every woman and boy and woman is to come on behind the door. And listen, once you come behind the door, then you got to know something. Everybody saying, yes, okay, I want the kingdom of God, and yes, and everything else. Now if you come behind the door, then you need to know something. He said, hey, once you come on into the kingdom and come behind the door, Jesus said this, now behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Let me say it in a different way. You know, many of you, you know, I hear you talk about the kingdom and the bypass of your messages and everything else, you know, and you believe in the kingdom and you know, you're in the kingdom, but it's one thing to be in the kingdom and to be behind the door. Now you got to learn, man, how to function in that kingdom. You got to learn how to live in the kingdom. You got to learn the functioning principles of that kingdom. Jesus said, behold, I give you the keys of the kingdom. In other words, I give you the principle. I show you how the kingdom operates. I show you the functioning principles of the kingdom. I show you the laws that govern the kingdoms. And the law that govern the kingdom is a little bit different from the law that govern man, the Old Testament saints. I'll say that again. There are some laws that supersedes the laws of Moses. And that's a law that God gave man, all mankind. What laws were that, man? The law that he gave mankind in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. In order for you to live in this kingdom, boy, you got to learn how to live by those laws. What's those laws all the world is? I told you the first law is the law of life. That, what's the law of life? Boy, in the kingdom, man, the law of the kingdom, man, the original law of the kingdom, man, is the law of the king or the word of the king. That's the law of life. And boy, when you operate under that law, then let me tell you something, boy, that's the everlasting life. That's the word of the king. There's a law, man, in the kingdom, the law of life. You know what the Bible says in the New Testament in Romans chapter 8? He said that law, the law of the spirit of life, has set us free. First he said this, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who come behind the door. Why? Because the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. What was the law of sin and death? All that Adam sold us into. All that we was born and shaped in. All the sin that we were born and seen and shaped in iniquity, man, and the law and accounting for that, and death and all that, boy, what? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has come to set us free from that law of sin and death. The Bible says, for what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And man, watch what we'll look what it did. And condemned the sin. He didn't condemn us. Ain't no condemnation behind the door. That's conviction. And that's correction and that's reproof. But ain't no condemnation. Ain't no way in the world you can be declared unsuitable for use behind the door, baby. You're a chosen generation. You are peculiar people. You are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Called with a purpose. And boy, as you grow up in that kingdom and learn the functions of the kingdom, then boy, you find out, man, what your purpose is, what your role in the scene is, what your destiny is. Why are you here? You grow up into that. That's a law. How you grow up into that? The law of life. But grow up in man, hearing and learning, man, what God said. See, boy, what the message that Jesus Christ come and preach, that's the gospel of the kingdom, and the good news is that's available to you, what he said. Now, you know, it's been hidden, like I told you, in the graveyard of religion, but boy, if you see what he said, this is what he said. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. This is available to you. What are you saying, man? You come and say, listen, boy, you come on back into the mess and find out, man, what the king said. What do you mean, Arthur? In Hebrews, the Bible says this, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophet. But in this day and time, he's speaking to us himself. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then in Genesis chapter 3, then the Bible says, boy, I'm talking about, man, all the earth, all out of all. Mankind and gave the authority that God gave them over to the hands of the devil. But over in 1 John chapter 1, it says that which was from the beginning. So that which was from the beginning, man, you know. Hallelujah. First boy, I'm talking about that where God has set up, man, even before man, time and Eve messed up. That which was from the beginning. Oh, that life. That which was from the beginning. What? That which was, man, I'm talking about all the way back to the original. What was from the beginning, man, that we just like our Father in hell? And when it's all said and done, baby, that's what it's going to be. And when it's all said and done, then we're going to be on earth just like it is in hell. And when it's all said and done, we're going to be ruling and reigning on the earth. That's a colony. paragraphs are there and the depths of his love. And he's past finding out. So he gives us everlasting life. And what? We're becoming who we already are. For we were mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, with all power and authority. There's a boy in the kingdom, man, as they grew up in the kingdom, it wasn't just with enticing words, it was in demonstration and power. In other words, behind the kingdom, man, they received something that they didn't have, you know, just at the door. They had it at the door, but they couldn't operate it at the door because it's only operated behind the kingdom. For they had power to cast out devils and open blind eyes and hear and see. Listen, I told you the reason, I think the main reason why I brought Minister Mike and I preached this gospel, you know, all of us have, you know, that's really, no, let me just say it. This gospel is not just enticing word of man and wisdom. It is a demonstration in power. Behind the kingdom, man, it ain't just talking about man, God can heal. Behind the kingdom, man, God is healing. God is, man, you know, providing. God is, man, molding and shaping. God is taking care of all his children. He really is the Lord our God who will take sickness away from the midst of us. He really will, man, be a very present help in our time of need. How you do that, Arthur, man? You need a people to do it through. He needs you and I to come on past the gates, man, and past the courts, and past the door, all the way behind the veil, and grow in the knowledge of God's will. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. For what praise God is, so that our speech and our preaching won't be just with enticing words. Jesus said this behind the door, he said, man, you can do what I do. I'm talking about, man, signs and wonders followed, boy, that message, what he was proclaiming. He wasn't just proclaiming that, man. He wasn't just saying, man, God is the Lord our God who will heal us. He was healing the sick. He was casting out devils. Hallelujah. He was seeking and saving the lost. And what were we doing with his, what were we doing with his disciples who became apostles? He was training them up. Hallelujah. What was behind the door? What was behind the door? Who had prayed about it so that he had, who had begun a good work on the inside of us, it could be completed. How often? Through his church. Through us. What work had he begun, man? He come more to establish, re-establish the kingdom of God upon the earth and take authority over the devil and cast out devils and heal the sick. Yes, he said, the work that I do, you can do too. Why we ain't doing that, man? You ain't got no faith and confidence in that. There's another law in the kingdom. The way you live that kind of life is by faith. That's a law in the kingdom. The law of faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Faith, what you mean? Well, faith in, man, the law of the kingdom. Faith in, man, what God said. Faith in the fact that, boy, as he is, so are we. And listen, boy, in order for you to have that kind of faith, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You've been hearing all about the devil, but you ain't been hearing about you. But, man, our faith level at that point that we can do all things through Christ ain't up there. Why? Because you ain't been hearing that gospel. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's the gospel about you. You've been hearing the gospel about Jesus, but you ain't even hearing the gospel about us. We ain't been edifying and building up one another, man. We ain't been decreeing and declaring over one another what does say the Lord about us. Boy, we've been bickering and biting and backsliding and slandering and everything else, man. Let me tell you something. There's another law in the kingdom, man, called the law of love. Hallelujah. Well, if you really love your brother, you're going to be slandering and backbiting and all of that. You're going to be speaking lie to him. You're going to be speaking, man, and saying, decreeing and declaring the same thing that God is saying over you. You'll be saying over one another. But that ought to establish the law of God back in the earth. What's the law of God? What the king say? What did the king say? He's standing in the congregation, glory to God, of the mighty. that he say that ye are gods, little g. He say that, well, listen, hear what else he say. And because of what Jesus Christ done for us at the door, because of that, that we've been made unto our God kings and priests. What do you say about that? That's in Revelation chapter 5. You say, who can open up this book and tell us what's really going on? Who can write and divide the word of truth? Who can tell us what's going on? They say, nobody really could tell you. Got through religion and all the ideologies and everything else. Why? Because we're all lost and dead and trespassing and sin and gone astray. So nobody could tell us the way. You see, behold. So they wept, they say, because nobody could open up the scroll and the book and tell us what was really going on. Like the only one that could do that was the Holy Spirit. The only thing you could do that with was the Word of God. And there was no one. We all had gone astray from what the king said. But they say, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed over the book. Who? Jesus can tell us what's going on. That's why the devil don't mind you worshiping at the door. He don't ever want you to hear what Jesus said. He don't ever want you to get past the gospel of your salvation and get to the gospel of your purpose for your salvation, which is entrance into the kingdom of God and the will of God for our lives and growing up in that. Well, he prevailed over the book. And because of what he had done for us through his blood, then we have been made to be unto our God kings and priests. And then it says, and we shall reign on the earth. Who said that out of the book? That's what the king said. That's what he said. That's law. But if you don't know what he said, if you don't know that, if you know what Jeremiah and Isaiah and Moses and all that, that's a good thing. You got to know all that too, boy. But if you don't know what the king said, a million time past he spoke to those guys, but in this time, boy, he's speaking to us himself. His son is him. Jesus is him. He's speaking to us himself. And the way he's speaking to us himself is behind the door. He want an encounter with us. He want more than just, man, some religious. He want an encounter with us. What's an encounter? An encounter is, boy, where you, man, meet him and know him. Where you have an encounter with him. Hallelujah. Well, what part of it? Because after you have an encounter with him, can nobody take that from you, baby? You know that you know that you know. That's a personal encounter. That's a personal relationship. Let me say it in another way. He don't just want us to know of him and about him. He wants us to know him. That's what's behind the door. That's what's in the kingdom. Word. But you will know him. Come, you with heavy laden, and find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come and learn of me, see. And you'll find rest for your soul. Come learn then about this kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. That's your inheritance. Seek first word that. You know that's God's number one priority for your lives? And that we will seek first, boy, the kingdom of God. This is what he said. Listen, boy, the Father knows that everything that we seek is for things. And he knows that we have need of all these things. And he wants us to have those things in abundance and in the right way. But he said, you know, listen, your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, they added unto us. He really will supply all our need. Listen, boy, everything that the people had need of in the wilderness, man, when they came out of Egypt, man, man, God supplied everything that they need. They needed air, they needed food, they needed water. They was out there in a barren land. They didn't need all gold and all that silver that they came out of here with. There wasn't no malls out there. There wasn't no plush neighborhood. There wasn't no store. There wasn't none of our grocery stores. There wasn't none of that out there. They had all that money, man, and couldn't do nothing with it. They didn't see any serving no purpose. Well, they had a greater purpose. Well, that greater purpose, man, to come behind the door, to come out of Egypt, through the wilderness, over into the promised land, where they inherited a land that was flowing with milk and honey. What is the invitation that God is telling us? Well, the kingdom of heaven is like a great king who gave a great banquet for his son. Can you imagine that? A royal banquet, more than a great king, not just any king, a great king gave for his son. That's what the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is like. That's what King God is saying, boy, listen, he's inviting us to the banquet. That he gave to what, boy? His son. And all of us invited to it, boy. And at that banquet, boy, let me tell you something, boy, you eat not from the servant's table, boy, you eat from the king's table. What do you mean? Boy, you eating there with the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what the king is saying, boy, at his table, that's what's going. And the king is saying, hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hey, little G God. Hey, rulers in the earth. Hey, kings and queens. Hey, you who have all power. Hey, you who I have called and ordained to represent me in the earth, to show forth my glory in the earth. You, me. You come learn of that. You've been steeped in religion and philosophy and theology and all of that, man. He said, all that was a means to an end. Come on out of Egypt, you know. Come on, if you ain't saved, get saved. If you are saved, don't just stop there, man. Don't just stop in the wilderness, because the salvation is the wilderness, boy. But boy, when you come on, not only past the Red Sea, but when you come across the Jordan River into your inheritance. Hey, what God, boy, doing through this radio broadcast, boy. And this is what he's doing in this season as I prepare to close. And this season right here, yeah, you know what he's doing, man? The first 3 years, boy, we've been saying the same thing over and over and over in different ways, man. We're just planting seed. See, the kingdom of God is just like a soul who plants seed. He goes big. He don't know how, but they're right thankful to himself. My only responsibility, man, on here, boy, as a vessel of the Lord, man, was to just to sow the seed. Just to scatter the seeds of the kingdom. Bible said one plant and one water, but God gives his creed. So I just scattered the seeds. Let me tell you something. I know that some seeds fell on thorny ground. Some seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell on stony ground. Some seed, man, fell on good ground. My only job was just to sow the seeds. So I plant the seeds. I'm saying, I go to bed. I just come on here, boy, and just sow the seeds of the word of God. I don't have no sermons for it. There's a law in the kingdom called a law of sowing and reaping. There's another law in the kingdom called a law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived, go not more. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. So I come on here, boy, and I just sow into your spirit, into your heart, into your mind, boy, the seeds of the kingdom. The ones that fall by the wayside, that's the ones who will understand it not, man, and the devil coming immediately and get that. Then I got some of you out there who say, amen, yes, amen, yes. But man, let me tell you something, you don't go too deep. So amen, it sprout up, but because the roots ain't deep, man, and the inner little thing that come up, man, to choke and don't really, man, develop. Some people say yes and amen to it, yeah, but boy, let me tell you something. They're facing adversity that oppose itself against, like in the care of this world and all the circumstances, situations, symptoms that might confront us in this world system. And they fall prey to it, man. So, you know, weeds grow up with it. They don't produce a good fruit. Then he got some man falling on boot ground. They gladly received the word. Hallelujah. And they produced in their life some 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. He who have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. So you can determine, man, what ground are you? Whether you the wayside saw, whether you the stony ground, or whether you the thorny ground, or whether you the good ground. So all we've been doing for the last 3 years is just scattering seed. Well, the next few times, I don't know how long it might be. It might take 3 years, but however long the Spirit takes, the boy nine times for us to, and scattering the seed, even talking about the kingdom of reading, talking about it at the door. Now God is calling us men to come on behind the door and learn of me. Now, man, we are going and learn the functioning principle of the kingdom. So the next year, boy, we're going behind the door and get our inheritance. And do what other, and get our inheritance. Everything in this word say that we are. Everything in this word say that we have. Everything in this word say that we can do. Everything in this word say about us. I ain't talking about any word. I ain't talking about the other words of prophets and all their gloom and doom. I ain't talking about boy what the king said about us. From the beginning. What is originally intent and idea and purpose and desire was for our lives. That message. And boy, that's a great message. That's the message that Jesus Christ come preaching. I'm going to say it again. That's the message that he preached. That ain't the gospel of him. The gospel of him is the gospel about salvation. But the message that he preached was the way into our salvation, man, and all that our that's behind that door. All I tell you about for the last couple of weeks, just two or three things. What else I could do that about something? I just told you about really one thing, salvation that's behind there. But that's all the righteousness you're ever going to need behind there. That's the peace that passes all understanding behind there. That's joy unspeakable and full of glory behind there. That's sovereignty and dominion and royal power behind there. Listen, behind there, boy, you come to the place, boy, where you know that you know that you know that everything is all right. Let me ask you this question. How would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? It don't matter what it is, man, the hell, high water, good thing. How would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? That is stupid thought. That way, boy, you could face every, if you knew that everything was all right, that means that you could face every adversity. All right, because you, I didn't say how would you feel if everything was all right. I say how would you feel if you knew? See, one thing of everything being all right, but it's another thing for you knowing that everything is all right. See, at the door, everything is all right, but when you come behind the door, you know that everything is all right. You know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Go behind that door that everything is all right. You know your destination. You know your end. You know the destination of your children. You know that behind the door. That's all that's behind the door. Behind the door, all your needs are met. Behind the door is abundance. Behind the door, it's abundance behind the door and no lack. Behind the door, boy, is nothing but love, man. Glory to God. Behind that door, man, is everything that pertains to